She's like, I don't want to be on a podcast. I said it 10 times.
You know what you should read.
It's time for What You Should Read, the podcast all about the titles you need. Join three book lovers and a guest as they cover all the best new titles to enjoy with your tea.
I have that, but I haven't read it yet.
Hi, I'm Julia.
I'm Rachel.
And I'm Kelly.
And this is What You Should Read,
the podcast where we should all over our books.
Welcome back, shitheads. We today are going to bring you a Kelly's Wheelhouse episode. Kelly, tell us what the topic of today's episode is.
Past.
Got it.
It's going to be a fun journey we'll go on together.
I'm
just
excited.
Like everything else, no warnings, just let's see where the road takes us.
I'm so excited for this.
Sounds good.
Such a different approach, and I think it's going to be fun. But first, Kelly, what are you reading this week?
I am reading Suburban Hell by Maureen Kilmer, which I think might be one of the most fun books I've read in a long time. It's set in suburbia. It's these four women. They decide that they're going to get a she shed as sort of a clubhouse for themselves to just nice. Have fun and talk and drink and everything. But something goes wrong. And one of them, it looks like, has gotten possessed. I'm only about a third in, so I don't know what's going on, but it's very fun. It's not super scary. And in the text thread that we have going, shudheads, which is me, Rachel, Julia, and our friend Kendall, I was like, Kendall, this is for you. Rachel, this is probably for you. And so far, Julia, with reservations that I'm still only about, you know, a third in, I think you'd like it too. It's very fun. It's not very scary. We'll see what happens.
No, it sounds fun.
It does sound good. Scary.
Yeah. And the cover is super cute. Oh, my background's blurred. So you can't see it. But there's like, you know, a white picket fence and like a hand coming up with like a manicure and a ring, like a wedding ring. So.
Fun.
Fun.
Yeah,
and the tagline on the front is, what's a little demonic possession among friends?
Nice.
Yeah.
Rachel, what are you reading?
So I am finally, I feel like I'm reading like the old days right now. I've been like just finishing book after book. Like I just finished Happiness Falls by Angie Kim. Oh my God. 10 out of 10. Like what a follow-up to Miracle Creek. I honestly, so good.
No sophomore slump for her.
No, not at all. The exact opposite. So now I'm reading The Breakaway by Jennifer Weiner. And I mean, you all know we love Jennifer Weiner in this podcast family. So it's her newest book and I had to read it. So I'm reading that. It's very good so far. I'm also listening to Abby Jimenez's new book on audio, Yours Truly. And I'm very much enjoying it. I'm like a quarter of the way through. It's really cute so far. So yeah, that's my current reading.
Nice. I am reading Demon Copperhead still by Barbara Kingsolver. It's been taking me a long time to read because I've taken two trips since I started reading it, and I didn't want to bring it on either trip because it's so big and bulky. I should have just bought it on Kindle so I could like have finished it, but it's still really good. I have maybe 100 pages left, and yeah, I think everyone knows at this point what it's about, but it's really good, and I am looking forward to finishing it so I can get to another book eventually. I did start and stop a couple books on my trip to Norway last week, but I find it hard to read when I'm traveling like that. Mm. It's different from a vacation where I go home to Maine or if I'm just going to the beach or something like that. Then it's easy to read, but with a sightseeing trip, I find it difficult, so I didn't get much reading done.
Yeah.
The book news for this week is I dropped the ball and we don't have book news this week.
Woohoo!
Sorry, shedheads. On the plus side, that means, I guess, everyone's behaving themselves. So,
as far as we know, anyway.
Yeah.
No news is probably good news.
Yeah.
True. Well, I guess that brings us to recent acquisitions, where we talk about the books we've recently bought, borrowed, or been given. So, Kelly, why don't you start us off?
Okay. I'm just talking about the one I got this very day, The September House by Carissa Orlando. I am a Barnes & Noble premium member, I guess. And this weekend, you get double stamps and 20% off. I also had $30 in store rewards, so I got this nice hardback for free. So that was cool. Very nice. It's basically, and it sounds like The Stranger Upstairs, which was a Book of the Month book, in that it's about these people that end up living in a house that is haunted. But it sounds like what happens is like the guy can't handle it and leaves, but the his wife who was there is like, basically, nope, this house has all of my money in it. I'm going to stay. I'm going to make it work. So it definitely looks more scary and less fun, but I think it'll be both. So
cool.
Very excited.
Very nice.
We're in the Halloween season.
That's right. Julia?
Ellie, before I start mine, you forgot to talk about your other recent acquisition.
Oh, yes, the other recent acquisition I'm hoping will come out and come up during the Kell House portion of the episode, yeah.
Okay, I'll cut this part out then.
That's fine. We can have a little preview of what's coming.
A teaser that keeps them listening for the rest. Yeah.
Well, my recent acquisitions, I have a few. So Kelly sent me some birthday books early. Thank you, Kelly. Aww. So I got Amazing Grace Adams by Fran Littlewood, which I'm very excited about reading. I keep seeing it in the stores and being like, ooh. And then No Crying in Baseball, The Inside Story of a League of Their Own, Big Stars, Aww. Dugout Drama, and A Home Run for Hollywood by Aaron Carlson. Very excited about this as well. I had not heard about it, but it looks great. So thank you, Kelly.
You're welcome. Awesome. Happy birthday.
Thanks. And then I did get a Book of the Month box this month because it's my birthday month and I'm a BFF, so I would get a free add-on. So I purchased You Again by Kate Goldbeck and While You Were Out by Meg Kissinger, which is nonfiction about it says an intimate family portrait of mental illness in an era of silence. And it sounded really interesting. So, and the other one I got mostly for the cover because the cover was beautiful with all these fall colors. So
nice.
Yeah.
That one looks really good.
So, yeah.
All right. So besides The Breakaway by Jennifer Weiner, I got a few other books at the local bookstore. I got In 5 Years by Rebecca Searle.
Love that one.
So I'm really excited for that. I found this one that I hadn't heard of before called The Weaver and the Witch Queen by Genevieve Gornicek. And it's a historical fiction and it's set in 10th century Norway. So,
Norway is so magical. I loved it so much. So I may need to borrow that after.
Yeah. And I really love, medieval historical fiction. Like, I feel like that time period is so interesting because everything was so medieval. And it's about Odny and Gunhild, who are best friends as children, and they sort of... Oh, them and Odny's sister, Signy, they take like a blood oath to always help each other no matter what. And so it follows them as they grow up and, the blood oath becomes, I guess, relevant at some point. And then the other book I got at the store was one of my most anticipated, The Fraud by Zadie Smith, which was the historical fiction about the court case where some guy in Australia had like claims to noble land or something. And it follows the star witness, who was a former slave from Jamaica, and a housekeeper who's following the court case through the newspapers and is like a true crime junkie kind of person. So I'm really excited to read this. I've never read Zadie Smith, but I've heard really great things. And I got a few audiobooks as well. I got a short story by Madeline Miller, who wrote Song of Achilles and Circe. It's called Galadia, and it's another reimagining of Pygmalion, this one is. And I got Tom Lake by Ann Patchett on audiobook because it's narrated by Meryl Streep.
Oh, yeah. So,
yeah.
Fun. Those are all great acquisitions. Okay, I think we should just jump right in to the main event. Kelly, what's going on?
Oh my God, so much stuff. Actually, though, I'm going to try and get my recent acquisition out from under the bed. So if we could just take a little bit of a break.
Sure. Okay.
Hello. Hi, lovely. Oh, she's so cute, Kelly.
No, she's such a sweetheart. Do you want to say hi? You want to say hi to your best friends, Juliet and Rachel?
Hi, baby.
She's like, I don't have friends.
I love cats.
Yes.
Oh, I love her.
She is such a sweetheart. Too. And, you know, I'm sure she would love to meet you when she's not being held hostage by an insane person.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, she just jumped down. But, all right. I'm sorry. She just stalked under the bed. She's like, oh, such a jackass.
Forced her to be on a podcast. Like everyone and their mom has a podcast and she doesn't want any part of it.
I know. She's like,
yeah,
I have an exclusive with another podcast. I'm going to be in very real trouble. Yeah. So, shitheads, my initial plan for this was to do quirky memoirs, which is a thing I very much love. And if you don't know, like if you don't have an idea, there was the one where A.J. Jacobs spent a year trying to live 100% biblically, Shonda Rhimes' Year of Yes, basically anything with like a gimmick where people would do things. I know there's one where somebody read and tried to live out a whole bunch of self-help books. But what ended up happening over the past few months, and then especially the past few weeks, my life kind of imploded. So I was like, I'm going to do this differently. So as backstory, earlier this year, my mom was diagnosed with lung cancer. And, you know, not great, very scary, but the prognosis was good. The doctors kept saying it was curable and the treatment schedule was going to be intense. Radiation every day and chemo once a week for 6 weeks, which is a lot, especially when you're, you know, my mom in 76 and, you know, but she was really for the first like half of it or so, she was kind of sailing through it and she was a little tired, but, you know, just doing really well. But then the last couple weeks were horrible. Like she had no energy. She was getting sick all the time and she was just really frail. And if you know my mom, which most of you don't, but if you do, you know, that's really not my mom. Like she's one of those people. She's always on the go. She's always like doing stuff with friends. So her just being in the house most of the time when she's not getting chemo or radiation, It was just very, very weird and kind of jarring and pretty awful. But finally, she finished the treatments. And then we thought, okay, well, you know, she'll start getting better. And then, you know, everything will get back to normal. But, you know, she didn't get better. Every day she was a little bit worse. And then she ended up in the hospital, where she stayed for about a week before they discharged her. I told the case manager at the hospital she wasn't ready and it was too soon. Case manager disagreed with me, sent mom home. I was proven right, as I generally am. Sorry, not sorry. But she was home again for a few days and then ended up back in the hospital again. And this time, she wasn't taken in by a friend, she was taken in by an ambulance at like 1:30 in the morning. And the only bright spot of this was that I was going to get to follow in the car behind And at like 1:30 in the morning, I was like, awesome. And I had big plans. And then the ambulance driver was like, you cannot follow behind us and run through red lights just because we do it. And I was like, you are taking my mother to the hospital in the middle of the night. Can you not let me have one fucking bit of fun, you jerk? So I did not get to run lights. It was all I wanted. It wasn't too much to ask for, except I guess it was. But she kept getting worse. She had to go on supplemental oxygen. She had an infection that kept getting worse. She stopped eating. And before that, she hadn't been eating very much either because the radiation messed up her stomach. And I feel like everyone but me would be able to say, but it's like esophagitis.
Mm-hmm.
Rachel, I know there's a real word if you could just say it.
Yeah, it's probably esophagitis and maybe some gastritis too.
Yeah. But it was one of those things where it was like, it just kept getting worse and it kept getting worse. And about 2 weeks ago, 2 weeks ago yesterday, I think, I went to visit her in the hospital and I just had the sense that she wasn't going to make it, which I had not had before. And so then I called my girlfriend crying, didn't answer. A lot of unanswered calls, a lot of ignored texts. And long story short, there, single again. So, but this is not going to turn into a Bash Susan episode. There's a lot going on for both of us. Timing was just bad. Neither of us are horrible people, but while no one is good at breakups, the timing for this was really not ideal, except it also was, because if you ever want to get over losing someone you were like very much in love with and who you genuinely thought you were going to be with forever, the way to do it is to do that while going through a parent's major health crisis.
Mm-hmm.
We're about 2 weeks out. I'm single. Mom's not doing well. My best friend from high school, Amanda, came to play help the sad girl and hung out with me for a week. And I did what spinsters everywhere have done for centuries. I adopted a cat. Koala is an adorable calico who is currently hiding under the bed for the most part, very mad at me. I did bring her out very briefly. I will tweet out a picture of her so you can all see her. She is an angel.
Mm-hmm.
But now we're almost caught up. So about a week ago, I went into the hospital to talk to mom's palliative care team, and they said, we have one thing we can try, or we can just work on keeping her comfortable. And mom was like, I want to try. So we did. And now a week later, she is eating again. Friends are visiting. Yeah, she's in rehab. So my mom, the medical marvel. Yeah, she's in rehab.
I love that.
Yeah. So, my mom being my mom, she's like, I'm going to be in rehab for like probably 2 weeks. And then, you know, I'm probably going to be out and, you know, home. And I'm like, no, you're not, mom.
Aww.
Because, I mean, she hasn't really, like, sitting up now is exhausting to her. So I'm like, I don't think it's going to be 2 weeks, mom. But I mean, everything is a billion times different. Like, things are just looking so much better.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's
great. And my mom, like, medical marvel, like, seriously, it all just feels like a real miracle.
Yay.
So, yeah.
I'm so happy for you both.
Yeah.
I'm so glad to hear she's doing better. That is awesome.
I really like, it's, I really, really thought that I was about to lose her because, you know, she was just not well at all. And they put her on steroids, Jesus. And that helped with the breathing and her appetite. But I think she's going to be on supplemental oxygen for the rest of her life. And now they're weaning her off the steroids. So, I mean, I guess it could also go south again real fast.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know.
Well, your mom's a fighter, so yeah. Let's, you know,
clearly
see. Yeah.
Yeah. And I mean, honestly, even if that's what happens, she had more time and it was good time.
Mm.
But like, oh my God. So the thing with my mom is she's got like a billion friends and they would all do anything for her. So like one of her friends has made like all of these little individual containers of Jell-O or like egg custard and stuff so that she can Aww. Have something good while she takes her pills. So like they just put the pills in that. And
aww, that's so Aww. Sweet.
It really is. Like,
that's great.
Yeah. But anyway, so, and I guess we can start up here again. You're probably asking what any of this has to do with books, which, like, first, rude. This isn't your podcast. But also, getting to that. So I, for whatever reason, am not watching any TV, any movies. My attention span is horrible. So like all I can do right now is read or doom scroll on my phone. So it's like the exact opposite of when the pandemic started and I could do anything but read. Like now I'm just nothing but books. So here, in no particular order, are the books that are saving my life. I just reread Brave Enough by Cheryl Strayed, which is a collection of quotes from Wild and Tiny Beautiful Things and her novel Torch. And it's like really just a little book with quotes. And ordinarily, if I saw it, I would be like, this is the most annoying bullshit cash grab, because this is stuff that I already have in, you know, her other books. But because it's Cheryl Strayed, it feels like such a gift. And if you're a friend of mine on Facebook, you've seen me share some of the quotes, because I think I've read it 3 or 4 times, and every time I do, I share different things that have hit me. But every time I read anything of hers, and I reread Wild earlier this year, and I've reread Tiny Beautiful Things a few times. Every time I read them, I feel like I get something different from them. And I feel like I see exactly what I needed to see at the time. So, I mean, she really feels in a lot of ways like my imaginary best friend. So, again, I know all I do is recommend Cheryl Strayed, but here I am again recommending Cheryl Strayed, because it's nice to have things you can count on in the world, I think. And I just I think a book or two ago finished Furiously Happy by Jenny Lawson. I have loved her for years now. This is the last book of hers that I hadn't read. It is intense and funny and devastating. And I love that she is so honest about her own mental health challenges. And she never tries to seem more together than she is. And I just think she's absolutely just brave and wonderful, and I would like to be her friend too.
I think the fact that you feel so connected to both of those authors is really special, you know. Yeah. I think not a lot of people have those kinds of connections to their favorite authors, and I just think that's really yeah. great.
Yeah. Really great or really, really Annie Wilkes-ish? I feel like it could probably go either way.
Either way.
Shedheads, I promise neither of them are in my home or like any sort of, you know, room by Emma Donahue type shed. Like, I no, promise.
I'm harmed in the making of this podcast.
Yes.
Yeah. Everybody's where they should be. Oh God. Someday I feel like I'm going to make that joke and the FBI is just going to be like, ma'am, we need to talk to you. You can't keep saying this. And then the other one I read, very recently, I don't remember how I found out about it, but I think it might've been, one of the articles that oh shoot And whoever did the review, I'm sorry, I know I'm dropping a whole lot of ums, and I actually wrote down most of what I wanted to say in the hopes of not umming all over the place, so I'm sorry, I will keep trying to do better.
Aww.
But I can't remember her name. It's the Anne Bogle. Yes, one of the things that Anne Bogle did. And I think that's how I found out about it, but it is Falling Back in Love with Being Human, Letters to Lost Souls by Kai Cheng Tom. And Tom is a trans writer. This book of nonfiction is just absolutely breathtaking. It's a very short book, 159 pages, and it is a mix of poems and brief essays, and everything about it is exactly what I needed. And this is one of the things that they wrote. To this day, you fall for people who want to give you your woundedness. I think I wrote that down. They want to give you their woundedness, but not their kindness or care. And as someone who falls for people that very much want to give me their woundedness, but not their kindness or care, to this day, you fall for people who want to give you their woundedness, but not their kindness or care. So I was like, feel that down to the mirror, like the marrow of my bones. But it's such a good book, and I wish that I had some sort of talent for using words the way that these women do, because it's just seriously amazing and just absolutely beautiful. One of the things that Kai Cheng Tom wrote is, sorry, there I go, umming again. Complex PTSD and a crisis of faith have so much in common. They're both about losing trust in the world in the wake of unbearable loss. Grief tears us away from our faith, but it's grief that brings us back as well, because in our deepest grief, we have nowhere else to go. So everything about this I thought was just lovely and devastating, and that's really, I think, all that I'm in the mood for right now, just lovely and devastating. Or in the case of Suburban Hell, just super fun. I think that's kind of all that I can handle right now, things that are, so I'm just kind of going back and forth between the stuff that I think is making me better and more compassionate, and then the stuff that's distracting me and making me happier and less stressed. But I think it's very interesting that the three I picked were all nonfiction, which I generally don't read, but they're also all about people that are trying to be better. And I think what I'm doing with in the pandemic, I noticed that I was just rewatching Good Place, Ted Lasso, Schitt's Creek, which is all also people trying to be better. So that's about where I am in the in the hell house.
I think this is great self-care, you know. And I think that is perfect for right now, and I love all those recommendations. I'm gonna get all of them so that I can have them on hand when I need them.
And I think with Cheryl Strayed especially, but I mean, all three of them are just seriously amazing. I mean, and there's something very valuable, I think, in something that it feels like it changes every time, even though it's really probably me that has changed every time, but it shows every time I find something that I need. So
that's great.
So that is our show. Brave Enough is probably not on Libro FM, but I bet the others are, and you can get them if you don't have an account yet, and hopefully you do, but if not, use promo code WYSR and get 2 for 1 your first month.
Yes, and be sure to follow us on social media. We are WYSR_podcast on Instagram and on Twitter. You can email us at whatyoushouldreadpodcast@gmail.com, and please leave a rating and a review wherever you listen.
And now you know what you should read.
You're welcome. Go to sleep, Michelle.
You know what you should read.
It's time for What You Should Read, the podcast all about the titles you need. Join three book lovers and a guest as they cover all the best new titles to enjoy with your tea.